This is your dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Starting from humble beginnings, Nick has been beating the markets for over two decades. He shares with you his take on the profitable trades that will have you moving towards financial freedom in no time at all. To see an in-depth review of his track record and much more, go to InTheMoneyStocks.com.
Welcome. This is your daily dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. I'm Kerry Lutz. Today is 5/21/21, and this is show number 272. Make what you like of the numerological implications. And if you're into Kabbalah, well, maybe there's something significant. Let us know. Send us an email. In the meantime, Nick, it's options expiration for May. And I know we usually save precious metals for last, but man, the precious metals today have been on a roller coaster.
Yeah, they have been. And you know what? A lot of this is all options expiration game playing. So I wouldn't make too much out of it. Next week, options X will be over. But this has been a roller coaster ride, not only for precious metals, but a lot of the indexes and the individual stocks as well. So it's really been a roller coaster ride this week. And, you know, we'll see where we finish up. But precious metals have been all over the map. But overall, I think they've hung in there really, really well.
Yeah, there isn't any lasting damage to the chart for a couple of down days. I mean, they really haven't gone down much. I mean, silver is slightly under 28, but gold is holding firm.
Yeah, and when that happened, I mean, all fairness, they need to pull back a little bit or consolidate here. That's why I'm sitting on the sidelines here, not in any of my precious metal plays that I was in recently, but I am looking to put them back on with a little bit more consolidation. And so far, I like what I'm seeing. There's no problem here with the gold market, even gold miners today, junior miners, silver miners, everything's getting a little bit of a pullback, and that's fine. That's healthy. You need to do that. You don't want to go up in a straight line, because when that happens, you know, you go parabolic and the game's over. But if you do a lot of backing and filling, you do some consolidating, that's really what you want to see as a testament of strength. More people come on board, and then it pushes up to new highs.
Yeah. And we've seen all this before. Nothing new here. And well, I guess we got to talk about cryptos, because that's the rage of the day, the flavor of the day, back under 40,000. I mean, really, China's declared war on Bitcoin, effectively.
Yeah, I mean, earlier today, across my newswire, I got a post saying that China's Liu He, who is, I think, second or third in command over there, he reiterated the crackdown on Bitcoin is coming. And he wants to prevent, control financial risk, maintain a steady yuan exchange rate. I mean, you know, this is not good for the Bitcoin lovers out there. So again, today Bitcoin is a bit lower. All the cryptos, in fact, are lower. Bitcoin down about 7% as we speak.
Yeah, it's low, and really we're looking at getting close again to the 200-day moving average, right?
Yeah, well, that 200-day moving average was tested on that big crash, that big decline. Now everybody should remember, if that level gets taken out, Bitcoin's in a lot of trouble. You'll go down, probably test the low 20,000 area. So I'd say probably 20,000, maybe, you know, give or take 1,000 here or there, because this thing does wiggle around a little bit like Jell-O on a plate. But I would be very, very cautious if that 200-day gets taken out, especially on a weekly close, because that was a monster support level. And if that fails, that's telling you there's bigger problems ahead.
No doubt. And all the news has turned against it. This reminds me exactly of 2017, Nick, where the news turned against Bitcoin starting in November. There were all sorts of articles about manipulation. Then they didn't like the behavior of the attendees at the North American Coin Conference in Miami. And then it was just slammed down, and we saw it go from 19.5 down to 3,400 eventually, and stayed there for a few years until it began its rise in the past year. My guess is it's going to get slammed, but it will rebound faster than it did last time. You know, they'll get the weak hands out, and that's the way those things work, right?
Well, that kind of is the way things work. What's going to be interesting, though, going forward now, is we are getting a lot of chatter, even out of the U.S. Federal Reserve. I don't know if we should call them the U.S., let's call them the Federal Reserve, that they're looking for the digital dollar, right? So, you know, as these central bankers are looking to put on digital money into everybody's hands, you know, what does that do to these cryptos that are out there? So, you know, even today, I think you have that that other popular crypto called Ethereum. That's down 11%. These are big, you know, major moves, major declines. So, you know, when we're starting, at least I've been saying it since we went parabolic that, you know, I think the move is done, but we caught some heat for that. And now, you know, we're looking at where we're seeing central bankers coming out and saying, hey, you know, where you don't think these guys are going to allow a digital currency in cyber world to compete with their currency. I just don't see that happening. And then we already know that the ECB, which is the European Central Bank, they're going to introduce a digital euro. That's already been announced. So this is where we are. And, you know, it's a battle of the digitals, I guess.
Yeah, well, choose your poison, right? Which one will people go for? The government-sanctioned kleptocurrency or the free market trading kleptocurrency, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you have to look at this, I guess, from two different perspectives. But when I look at it, I just look at a chart and I say, wow, this thing's in some trouble when it went parabolic. And, you know, I put up the chart. I showed you, you put it up on your site, Kerry, where you had the weekly chart. And I said, this is a monthly. So this fall could be even more dramatic and, you know, go from 65,000 to 30,000. That's pretty dramatic.
Yeah, I think you were absolutely correct there. We showed that we actually do. We might not understand Bitcoin, but we do understand markets, right?
That's right. And you understand charts. And you know, that's it's money flow. It's investor psychology. And really, when you look at a chart, charts are the footprint of that.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's no other way to tell the psychology except to look at the chart. Although you will see when things turn, you'll see a turn in the news. And that means the cycle's turning, right?
Yeah. You know, everybody, you know, there's an old saying, it's always darkest before dawn. So, you know, again, the news cycle will happen, but the charts will already tell you, you know, what's about to happen. I just use gold as a perfect example. When, you know, gold went down to 1700 and broke 1700, people were screaming, you know, oh, it's going down to 1400. It's going to, you know, test 1400 or 1300. And then gold put in a nice low right there and went higher, right? So, you know, it's just always watch the charts. Don't even have to turn on the television if you don't want.
Yeah, really. Oh, I've seen it over and over again. The charts always predict the news as well as the markets. And that's all you need to know. In any event, go over to inthemoneystocks.com, learn how to read those charts using Nick's expertise and his decades of experience. Twitter feeds at ITMS, at NickSantiago01, at Kerry Lutz. And feel free to send an email to my address, kl@kerrylutz.com. Nick, have a great weekend, and we'll see what happens Monday.
Have a great weekend, Kerry.
And so concludes another episode of Daily Market Wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Be sure to go to his website, inthemoneystocks.com. Don't forget the Twitter feeds, at ITMS and at NickSantiago01.